I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
Of Baby Yoda Funko Pops in my room. Just everywhere, on every surface.
I can buy you 12 and just hide them around your room. And every time someone walks into your room and turns around, they'll just see a Baby Yoda peeking out from, like, around the corner, behind things, under laundry. Like, yeah. It'll be like, where's Waldo?
But Baby Yodas.
But Baby Yodas.
Oh, you guys. Baby Yoda.
So everyone, please Venmo me at Shannon's Party. $12. We're just going to hedge our bets. $12. So that when the Baby Yoda Funko Pop pre-order is released, I can just order 12 right away. Mm-hmm. One for me, 10 for Maggie,
right.
11 for Maggie, because yeah. I know how to math.
Right.
And then that will be it. So at Shannon's Party, just Venmo me all the cash, all your cash. Even if it's a dollar, fine, but 12 would be great. There are Good Place Pops out on pre-order right now. And you and I came up with like 20 more pop dolls they have to do on the Good Place.
Yeah, they just had the Soul Squad plus Michael and Janet. That's it.
Yeah.
We need Maximum Derek. We need...
Which Derek would you put? Like Jumpsuit Derek holding out his thumbs Maximum Derek? Or like
martini with a full of olives, or since the martini would be small, probably a lemon, probably a martini glass with a lemon
with a little like bite mark out of the edge. That's exactly where I was going to. Like, yeah. I need a martini Derek in like the white tuxedo with a bite out of the cup.
I love that. I mean, I think the olives are the funniest gag to me, because like when he just like tries to drink them and they plop, plop, plop,
they
plop, plop.
Form down his face.
Yeah. But the sound, too. The sound is what makes it so funny. So, yeah, I definitely need a Bad Janet. Like, if Bad Janet. If Bad Janet had been released. Like,
and she needs to be standing like this. She needs to be holding her phone with her legs spread and her hip out like this. Like she's farting on you.
Yeah. Her farts usually ask a question.
Yeah.
Where they go, you know, down and up. So, yeah.
We also need a wedding, Jason and Janet.
Wedding. Yeah. You got that tux with the sleevelessness. Yeah. Get away, cat. You're a pain in the ass. Can you give this one away?
I gave the other one away, so we're stuck with this one.
We sell it on the black market. Black market cat.
I'm going to ship it to France, finally.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa would love
it. Get it FDA approved. Ship it abroad.
Lisa would love it.
Secondary characters we also would enjoy as pop figures, because Funko Pop people listen to us, is I thought we definitely need a Sean, but I'm not sure if we need...
We need a Jen. We didn't even say Judge Jen.
Oh, Judge Jen.
With a burrito.
With a burrito. Or is it just a pop burrito? But do we need Sean in a judge outfit?
I don't know.
Or Sean in a cocoon, like he zipped himself up, but you only see like the top of his face like poking out of it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or do we need a Vicky in a cocoon like that too?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there were so many other ones. The lava demon would be fun.
That would be great.
But I feel like there are similar pops like
That's
him.
That's true. Glenn.
Glenn and Glenn. Shut we up, just need Glenn. Like regular plain Glenn.
Mm-hmm. Tahani in cargo pants.
Holding shrimp.
I'm a plumberess.
So with shrimp hanging out the pocket. So many references, like so many pop, like, ugh.
We played at Thanksgiving, we played the t-shirt making game, TKO, and you have to like draw a little design, and then you, after you draw a little design, you have to make up a bunch of slogans, and I just started quoting The Good Place. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, you basic, Jeremy Bear me, baby, right? I just started what
Maximum
up.
Derek.
Yeah, I put that one in there. I put what up, skid marks. Like, I just started, like, quoting all of the...
And you won, didn't you? You won.
No. Everybody used those ones on shirts, and everyone was like, what the fuck is going on? We all watched too much The Good Place. And I was like, no, I did
everyone all of those. Did. No. Everyone did Good Place quotes or just you?
I did like 30 Good Place quotes, and everyone chose my quotes for for their shirts. So like all the shirts that were popping up on the screen.
They're all Good Place.
All Good Place quotes. And so like after like the third one, everyone was like, what's going on here? We watched too much The Good Place. And I was like, no, that was all me. And then you guys chose just those ones.
That's funny. You basic. Jargaritas.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good place, but it's a reference. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, so that was your Thanksgiving, meh?
Yeah, it was fine. I got Zelda a ball, and she just wanted to play with it all weekend. She just kept on being like, ball.
Oh, is this the first time she's gotten her Disney ball from you? Did she remember she wanted a ball?
I'm sure she did not. She's a baby. She doesn't remember.
Well, you're lucky, because Catherine remembers everything. So, oh, look at her with her ball. She's so cute.
Yeah, and Grandma Jean got her those socks, and she kept going around showing them off to everybody and going, sock. Sock.
Nice.
Sock. And also slamming her hands into the pockets of her dress and going, pocket! Like, she can't say hungry, and she doesn't say grandma, but she knows to announce that she has pockets in her dress.
Like you do.
Yeah, she's, like, got her priorities.
Said every woman everywhere.
Got her priorities straight as a baby. I taught her, so my grandma is her great-grandma. She doesn't call my mom grandma yet. She doesn't call my mom anything. So I told her to call Grandma Jean Gigi. Because great Grandma Jean is a lot for a one-year-old to
say. She can sign it.
Yeah. Well, she says Gigi.
Yeah.
Like, she was outside and pointed to her and said Gigi. And Grandma Jean hates it and is furious.
Well, Grandma Jean can get over herself.
The baby has a nickname that she actually calls you.
Yeah.
That's a success.
You're precious to her.
You're precious to her.
She acknowledges your existence. That means you're important to the toddler.
And Grandma kept on being like, Grandma Jean. And I was like, this is me shaking my head. I'm just shaking my head. Also, the turkeys were out.
Aww.
And she got to pet the turkey.
What?
Yeah. The turkey let her pet it.
Wow.
Isn't that a great picture?
That is a great picture.
You guys, my neighbors have turkeys. This is not like she was petting the turkey at Thanksgiving, the dead turkey. This is an alive turkey. That's the girl, the Tom turkey. He died on Thanksgiving. He'd been sick, and he died, and she was depressed, and she was really happy that Zelda came to visit her and started just being like, at her. So isn't that the cutest?
Yes.
Visit. She was all about. It was very much reminded me of Catherine being like out, mm-hmm. out. Catherine used to say outside, mm-hmm. outside. And very much reminded me of that.
So we went down to Tennessee to see Jenny. She lives 45 minutes north. Are you gonna fall asleep sitting up, Kat, and then fall over? Like that's what it looks like you're doing.
It did look like
that. Go sit in a chair. There's an empty chair right over there. Just drove down and had Thanksgiving. And it was, you know, as expected, loud, crazy chaos, you know, family. On Friday, we had planned to go down to Nashville. So Jenny shoved my mom and all the kids and Isla into her car. And they were going to go to the mall next to Opryland. And then we were going to meet up at the Opry Hotel, which is a ginormous hotel like a Vegas resort. So they have all these wings. There's a convention center. So it's Ooh. Grandly decorated. They have all these huge atriums One atrium looks like you're strolling down the streets of New Orleans, complete with two-story buildings in the atrium.
Oh, my goodness.
Which are the second story of these little buildings that looks like you're walking through downtown New Orleans are like the conference rooms, and then there's shops underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's beautiful. It looks like a Vegas resort. So Jenny had us all get dressed up. We're going to do family photos in these picturesque atrium areas and then go out to dinner somewhere. So the adults and Catherine, because that's how Catherine rolls. Chris, Shannon, Scott, Dad, and Catherine go whiskey tasting to this really great distillery in downtown Nashville. It's called Green Briar Distillery.
Mm.
It is the fifth distillery to ever receive a license in the state of Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Out of like hundreds now.
Yeah.
They had to shut down during Prohibition. But when they were rediscovered by their long-lost relatives, they were able to maintain that number.
The fifth?
Yeah, the fifth.
That's fantastic. So even though it had been shut down for almost 100 years.
Yeah. I think they still got to retain that. At least that was my perception. I could be wrong. So we did this really cool whiskey tasting. Catherine learned how to smell whiskey properly. And she picked good ones, the ones that she liked and ones she didn't, just by the smells.
That's so cute.
And then we all bought some bottles, jumped in the car, and headed towards the mall, which is on, like, the east side of Nashville. So we were on the south side, and we had to go back up and around to the east side. We get to the Grand Ole Opry area, and Jenny has not forewarned us about what I'm going to currently describe to you next.
Okay.
You know, when you go to the mall at Christmas time, and there's like a 2-mile backup to get off the highway to get into the mall, and you're just like, fuck this. This is going to be a nightmare. We are no longer going to the mall.
Yes.
And you drive away.
Yep.
Because you know,
the mall's going to be full.
You also know deep down inside, nothing good is going to come of this situation.
Right.
Right?
Like, correct.
You've been in this situation before. It sucked royal balls. So now that you find yourself in this situation again, you should just be like, nope.
Nope.
Goodbye. Okay. So we go to get off the highway, and that's what we're facing. And Chris starts calling and texting Jenny. The mall is wall-to-wall assholes. The parking lot is wall-to-wall assholes. It takes us an hour to get off the highway.
Sweet Jesus.
Drive like through and around the mall, and then wind our way through and around to the backside where the hotel is. They also have a lot of the hotel entrances blocked off because people are parking at the hotel and walking over to the mall. In this complex, there's also Grand Ole Opry, which has events, the conference center, which has events. And in these events that night, there was a show at 7:30 and then a holiday ice sculpture display, which was $30 a person because we looked into it, going on. Okay.
Wait. Ice sculpture display for $30?
Yeah.
Do you know how much the Henry Ford Greenfield Village holiday thing is?
18?
That's 30.
Oh, okay, 30. So, okay.
But like,
which is why I haven't done it.
but you get with so, that. Wait, but with
it's like an ice sculpture village, and it was themed Christmas story.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's like slides, and it's like a this huge thing.
Okay, but there you can go ice skating and get carriage rides and see a bunch of different carolers and singers and things and food demonstrations. Like, it's so much for $30.
Yeah.
That just sounds like.
This was half that type of experience, according to the website.
You can get into a Model T and get a ride. You can have a horse-drawn carriage ride.
There's a lot of other things you can do for $30 a person, which is why we chose not to do that.
Yeah, I think that was the correct choice.
So we wind our way through and out, and now we have to leave the hotel area, get back to the main road, and swing back around into the hotel.
Sweet Jesus.
And now they have paid parking everywhere. $32 to self-park at the hotel, or you can valet for like $50. And so we drive through the complex and then come back through it and find this random outpost parking lot. It's called Ice Discount Parking, where you can discount park for the ice, $30 ice display, and or park your trailers,
right,
for overnight guests. So we pull in there because the four adults in my car are now hangry and upset, and our whiskey buzz is gone. And we all knew we should have just given up an hour ago.
Yeah, legit.
Why so didn't... to back up just slightly...
Why didn't, like, anyone say, like, we shouldn't do this, we should give up?
That's what I'm about to tell you. Okay. Like, I knew deep down in my gut, as before we even got off the highway, I should have just put my foot down and said, Jenny, you're going to hate me now, but you're going to thank me later. This is a hot ass mess, and we're not coming. We'll meet you at home.
Yeah.
And she would have been so pissed.
So that's why you didn't do
but
it.
But she would have thanked me later.
You didn't want to piss her off in that moment.
Not that much.
Yeah, I get
like, it. Like, she would have been really, really angry. Okay. So I didn't. I said it in the car, but we didn't do it. We did not execute. We tell Jenny, do not move your car from the mall. You walk your asses to the hotel. Mm-hmm. So she has to cart all the kids and my mom, who now my mom's been walking around on her feet for 2 hours, and we all know how that goes, through this conference center to find us on the edge of New Orleans land.
Oh, my God.
Which is not where she told us to wait for her. The sun has set. Oh. And she's a natural light photographer. So there's like, everything is like dark in these atriums. And everyone's hangry. Everyone's been shopping. We've been stuck in traffic. Like, we are all 12 of us are just like done. And we haven't even done anything yet, Maggie.
Yeah, no, you've done nothing.
Done nothing. So I'm like, let's just go eat. Let's go eat. And then after we eat, we'll calm down. And we'll get some pictures somewhere, and we'll go home. So we walk through back through this massive resort and find the Jack Daniels restaurant. And what happens when you have 12 people the day after Christmas? No, the day after Christmas. The day after Thanksgiving and a setting like this now, Maggie.
Nobody can do anything.
Correct.
It's like ADD Central. They're all just like...
Yeah. Our wait at Jack Daniels... We go to the restaurant next to it, which, get this bullshit, they are going through a shift change, so that's going to be a half hour wait for your party.
Oh, shit.
But let us seat immediately all the people standing behind you. And then they had a reduced menu, a shit reduced menu. It was literally just bar food. And I'm like, I'm not sitting here in this resort eating crap bar food.
No.
So we decide to leave. So we haven't done anything
yet. Still haven't done anything.
Still haven't done anything. On the way out, we just happened to walk past this beautiful staircase and Christmas tree. So we take all our clothes off, all our jackets and shit. Not our real clothes. You should have seen Maggie's face. It was awesome. Take our jackets off and shit, do a bunch of quick little pictures, and then, like, leave. And we've had it, like, up to meow. On the way home... Scott and Chris start calling restaurants in their back at their hometown, 45 minutes away.
What the fuck?
Seeing who can seat all of us by the time we get back.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our hot mess of a night.
Shit.
Chris, poor Chris, was like, if I knew this was going on, I told her. I didn't care what distillery we were going to. And... if I known she wanted to do this, I would have pushed harder for just staying in our hometown, doing the three distilleries that are in our town and going out to dinner there. Long story long.
Long story long.
That was our shit show Friday.
That sounds terrible. On Friday, I stayed in my pajamas, watched Disney Plus, and shopped online.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you did my day?
Yep, kind of. But we had already been in our house 3 days, so we all really needed to get out. When we got home and settled back in and down, I looked at Jenny. We're sitting on the couch like you and I are right now, and I look over at her. I was like, I'm really sorry. Your expectations were not met today.
Good. Great.
She looked at me. She's like, my expectations were chewed up, thrown out the window, run over by a car, dragged down the highway, and mashed to smithereens. I was like, yes. Guess they were.
Yep. Yep.
Well, so I wanted to leave, of course, after that.
Yeah, legit.
And then it started to rain through the entire region all day Saturday. And there's no way. I was driving home alone 10 hours. It's an 8-hour drive, but you know.
10 hours with rain.
Yeah. By myself in the rain.
Right.
So we stayed one more day. And then Isla and Catherine and I drove home alone Sunday because Scott had to work.
Oh, shit.
They shipped a lift from Detroit to Bowling Green, Kentucky, 45 minutes away from Jenny's house, the Saturday before Thanksgiving to the GM Corvette plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, isn't that just convenient, Scott? You're going to be in the area.
What the fuck?
So Scott worked Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and flew home last night. And Catherine had to go get him at 9 o'clock at night from Detroit.
Oh, my God. Catherine drove?
Yeah, Catherine drove. She's a really good driver. Especially at night in the rain.
I came back from Thanksgiving on Sunday, and it was in a hailstorm. It was terrible. Also, that kiddo is wonderful and a joy and a delight, but she wakes me up every morning. I did not sleep well the whole time. The whole thing. She'd be like, Maggie! Maggie! Ball!
There's like no course. Snuggles? Come snuggle. Come snuggle with me.
I really tried that.
Come so, snuggle with me.
I tried that on Sunday morning. So Joe and Ashley had a friend staying over with them for a few days. And so they were like, sorry, you have to sleep on the futon in the basement because we're not telling our guests that he has to like switch out for a day. That's like too much sheet washing and stuff for us, you know, to like tell the guest that you get priority. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Whatever. I don't fucking care. But that kid, she came downstairs. She has these cat shoes and she really loves to put them on. Were they?
Possibly.
Yours first? Cat. They're little cats.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you buy them for her?
I don't know. Like they sound familiar.
I feel like you know them.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves
they're to like put black loafers with kitty cat faces on them, right?
Yep, those are the ones. Mm-hmm. And she loves to smack her feet on the ground and like make sound because they echo real nicely. So she came down the stairs and was stomping on the ground. And
that's an amazing sound.
That's an amazing. And I was like, come snuggle. Come hang out with me. You know, you take a long time to wake up, too, and I'm very respectful of you. I told her that multiple times. You know, I'm so nice to you when you don't wake up right away.
She wasn't having it, was she?
No. Also, she kept scaring my cat because she was so excited to see him. She'd be like, "Kika, kika, kika," for kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she would run down the hallway to try to pet him. And, of course, he would just, like, scamper away. And I was like, you have to be slow and gentle if you want to say hi. And he would sort of, like, there's a cat door in the basement door. And so Sid would, like, go in, crawl in there and, like, hang out at the top of the stairs and check things out. And she would stick her little head down and go, hi, hi. She, like, waved at the cat. It was so cute. It was so cute. Also, after Thanksgiving dinner, I was throwing her ball to back and forth with her, and I was the only one in there. And I was like, is it okay if I toot? And she just sort of nods her head. And so I let one rip, and she points to her own rear end and goes, butt, poop.
She just called you a poop head.
She super did. Just called me right out on that. Yeah, I did a new fake turkey this year. My fake turkey. So I think I've talked about this, how I hate the taste of thyme. I think thyme tastes like dirt. I think very often when I have food that's been made with thyme, I'm like, is this rotten? And they'll be like, no, I like literally just made it. I'll be like, I think it's moldy. Like it tastes like mold, like dirt. So I stopped liking the roast that I've done in the past, the Gardein Holiday Roast, because it tastes like thyme dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a new one. It's the corn, Q-U-O-R-N one. It's made with mycoprotein, which is like fungus. And I did it with all my Marylander friends are going to be so proud of me. I did it with
Old Bay.
An Old Bay rub.
Nice.
With a little olive oil and vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And an Old Bay rub and some spices, you know, some like sage and parsley, just like actual leaf, some sprigs of rosemary. Marinated that shit, stuck it in my little convection oven. It was one of the best little fake turkeys I've ever done.
Nice. Sounds delicious.
So, yeah, now you guys know, Old Bay rub for your turkey.
Get off my fucking coat.
She's like sitting on the whole thing.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was really good. And I meant to post about it on Facebook and be like, you guys, I Old Bayed my turkey.
Sounds like a dream.
Yeah, it was. It was dreamy.
My eyes are a little glassy. Why don't you tell everyone what we imbibed on tonight?
So, one of the things that Shannon got to try when she was at her whiskey tasting was a liqueur called Louisa's Liqueur. And it was coffee pecan caramel. And so Shannon bought a bottle.
Goddamn magic in your mouth is what it is.
It's goddamn magic in your mouth. We had two little glasses of it. We tried one on the rocks and one just straight up. And it was good. Not up. Up is martini glass. Just straight. You guys knew what I meant. Shut your mouths.
It was magical.
It was so magical. And you said
it's like butter flavored caramel popcorn to me.
To me, it tastes like a caramel creme brulee. Like I definitely could taste like the burny part of the creme brulee, but also just like very sweet and like creamy.
It's smooth like butter.
Oh my God, it's so good. And I've had a sore throat because, you know, that babo is basically just always sick. She asked to call me on the phone yesterday because she missed me, and all she said was booger, booger,
yeah,
booger.
You didn't accept any food from her, did you?
I didn't, but I did allow her to touch me because I love her.
Damn it, Maggie.
We played ball, you know?
You sanitized that ball every time she tossed it to you.
No, of course not. We just threw it back and forth. So now I have a sore throat. And man, did that Louisa's liqueur taste delicious on it. I'm like, I want to put that on everything in my mouth.
Yes.
Like
the things.
I'm ready to develop a drinking problem again.
Correct. I bought a bottle. Chris bought a bottle. My dad bought a bottle. My dad's going to put it in his coffee, he says, every morning now.
That's a good thing to do. Yeah.
The bartender was like, I caramelized bacon with this. She's like, put it in everything. Like, literally, put it in everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if Karen and Scott listen to this, I don't know. I do not think it's going to make it till April.
No, no fucking way it will.
Yeah.
Only
currently available in Tennessee from this distillery and Wisconsin.
I tried to find it online. I was like, how close in Wisconsin can we find it?
Did you find it in Wisconsin?
I haven't found it yet.
Maybe I'm lying then.
No. There's not a ton of information about it online. It's a relatively new thing, and they're not.
It's very new.
You're just seeing it like in their website, the distillery's website, and like the Facebook fan page, and then some other like people who have had it telling about how good it is. Like, I can't find where to actually buy it. So
the historical recreated wheat whiskey is also, they say, a few years away from mass distribution. But the other one is available. Do you remember what that was? It's on my Instagram and or my Facebook. The horse ones.
No.
The horse ones are available everywhere from this distillery. and but the original whiskey won't be available for a few years, and Louisa is being test marketed in Tennessee and Wisconsin right now. Just like release that shit.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. Everybody's ready for it. Give it to me. WineMadeEasy.com says that it's $19.99, but that I can't purchase it for delivery. Why do you have it listed on
your website? You can't. It is against Tennessee law to ship it out of the state.
That's so stupid. Yeah, but why does WineMadeEasy.com have it listed? That's what I'm wondering.
Don't know. Because if you live in Tennessee, then you can order it through WineMadeEasy.com.
God damn it. God damn it.
So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. This distillery is really interesting. It's called the Greenbrier Distillery, right? Greenbrier Distillery.
You're asking me. I want to get up. I don't know.
Oh, you have the website up. All right. Walking through my kitchen. Yes, the Nelson's Greenbrier Tennessee Whiskey. So look it up. Google it. It's a really great story. They have three whiskeys and a liqueur right now. Good stuff. Really cool story. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Ugh, I have the hiccups. All right, anything else on your list? Just a Turkey Day recap?
Well, I wanted...
You were on a Disney podcast. That was delightful.
Yeah, I made Shannon listen to it. It was a call-in show, and they were taking, you know, questions and mini trip reports. So I called in and did a little trip report about our trip. I made Shannon listen to it. Wasn't that good?
It was really good. They were very delightful. They had a great conversation with you. They went back and forth. They didn't, like, rush you off like a lot of radio shows do. They were generally interested in what you had to say, so that was great.
Yeah, and like ask me for feedback on stuff. Like I said, the vegetarian meals were amazing, and he was like, tell me more about that. Do you think they're a good value? You know,
I've never heard that from like a DJ host. Tell me more. Please keep talking, because this show is about our Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest.
Did you see that? That's what it's called. It's called Be Our Guest. Be Our Guest podcast.
Possibly.
No. Okay. I wasn't sure if you were being magical, or like how magical, what scale of magical you were being.
50% magical.
Great. I meant to say about Thanksgiving. Did you see that Sia went to Walmart and paid people's groceries?
I saw that. That was awesome.
Oh my God. And like, since she only ever like goes out to perform wearing the big wigs, people don't normally recognize her. And so she actually was like, yeah, I just won the lottery. Like, she just lied and was like, I won the lottery, and was just paying people's Thanksgiving.
And she looked like she belonged in Walmart. So
she just like wasn't wearing makeup and had her hair in a top knot. Like, she just looked like a human.
Mm-hmm.
It was...
Looked like she had sweats and a t-shirt on, a tie-dye t-shirt on.
Yeah.
I don't think that's exactly what she was wearing, but in my image right now in my head, that's what she is wearing. So, yeah. I won the lottery, y'all. Let me pay for your stuff. This is so fun. Pay it forward. Like, hell yeah. Go ahead, crazy lady.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so I have two other stories that are not super Thanksgiving related. One is that for Black Friday, I purchased for myself the Black Spire book, which is the Galaxy's Edge book. So it's the Star Wars book about the land that we were in that describes like why it's important and like puts it in the context of everything else, right? And like, who are the other characters?
Giving you a weird eye, but continue.
So, you know, there have been tons of Star Wars books over the years, and there was one written about Phasma, right? The one played by...
Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne of Tarth, right. So there was a book written about her, and in it, this guy who hated her, who was also part of the First Order, tortured this resistance spy, Vi Moradi, and Vi is the person who's, like, wandering around in Galaxy's Edge with the blue-tipped wig.
Oh.
So she's, like, from these actual Star Wars books. Mm-hmm. So this book, Black Spire, is about her getting sent to Batuu and what her mission is there. And so it's all about what's going on in Galaxy's Edge in the land in Disney World.
Ooh, fancy.
I'm really enjoying it. I'm enjoying it a lot, and I have such a good like imagination of it because they keep talking about things like Oga's Cantina is in it. Oga is a character in it, you know, and they're talking about the open marketplace, which is an area
which we walked through.
Right. Right. So I just, yeah, and like Savi's workshop, that's where you make lightsabers. We've met him. She works for Savi. Because she got robbed as soon as she got on land. So now she's got to try to, like, make money back. And, like, I don't know. I just want to say, if you are a Star Wars fan and if you want to go to Galaxy's Edge and make the most out of your experience, I just want to recommend the book. Because I'm really enjoying it. And it's also putting into context a lot of the things that I saw.
Yeah. It's like a land of Easter eggs.
It really is. Yep, exactly. And I actually think they did a really smart thing with making it a new thing. Because then it's going to be able to translate and update and change, mm-hmm. you know? And if they had made it...
commercialized.
Well, right. Well, I was going to say, if they'd made it Tatooine or Naboo and made it from mm-hmm. the earlier movies, you would have been stuck there, mm-hmm. right? But because they made it this thing that hadn't previously existed, it just has the opportunity to change into other things.
Yes.
Yeah. So I actually think that was really smart of them, even though people are, like, annoyed. Oh, and do you want to know what it's famous for? It's a smuggler's, like, hideout. So that's why there's smugglers run with, right? Mm-hmm. So smart. So, and then the other thing I had was the thing I texted you yesterday. So I was, I just will open Tinder and swipe a bit and then just, like, leave it for months on end and then do it again. So I opened it recently. And this guy opened by asking me, are you a sub? Which, like, that's basically, like, opening. Like, do you like doggy style? Like, I just think it's just a real inappropriate opening.
Do you swallow?
Do you swallow? Right.
Do you like it up the ass?
And also, if that's what you're, like, I don't mind submissives and dominants. Obviously, I don't. But I'm very wary of men who seem like they hate women. And there are a lot of guys out there who engage in BDSM to, like...
punish women.
Punish women because they actually hate women. Right? So I pretended I didn't understand the question. And I said, I do think that I taste good smothered in vegetables and sauce and dressing... but I think I'm more a pizza. And then I got unmatched.
That was brilliant. Are you a sub? No, I'm more a pizza. I mean, I think tomatoes and sauce taste good on me, but I really think deep down inside I'm a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so obviously he didn't find me charming or funny because... a guy who wasn't a total piece of shit would go right along with that and think that was hilarious. So he just proved me right that he does hate women and I'm amazing.
Yes.
How sad for him that he never gets to enjoy my charm and hilarity.
A sub. He never gets to enjoy you as a sub. I mean, his loss, man. His loss.
Yes. Shannon just dropped the phone. Which side? Okay. Without the home button, I didn't realize which side was the front side.
It's true.
Which side is the side? So.
Which side is the side I'm talking to?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
I put up my pencil tree.
Yeah, that's a little tree.
Because I'm lazy, and this is the tree that was upstairs because we used it for the craft show. And I didn't feel like dragging up the stairs my full-size white Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. It took me 5 minutes to put that up instead of half an hour. Yeah. I think it's what I'm going for this year.
We have to decorate it still.
Yeah. No, it looks cute. I think it's good. I think it's a good thing. All right. I have an internet thing of the week.
All right.
Okay. So somebody Googled, can necromancers heal duh? And the suggestion was depression. Can necromancers heal depression? That's what Google thought they were going to say. And he goes, I just feel so dead inside. Dead inside, you say? I know something that might just work. Reanimate my will to live. Wake me up inside. So, can necromancers heal depression? And then I re-downloaded this. I've showed you this before, but it's my favorite. Little Burby Jerseys. What? It's a terrible ornament of Jesus that looks so bad.
That looks like an alien got squished, like stepped on. That looks like a stepped on animal.
It's, like it's little Burby. It's little Burby Jesus.
A stepped on, like newt.
Little Burby Jesus.
Burby Jesus.
So those are my internet things of the week, guys. You can Google little Burby Jesus if you really want to see what he looks like. So this is a short episode. How do we go so short? Huh. Well, I'm fine with it because I've got a sore throat. Let's wrap it up like a dick, you guys. Make like a fetus and head out of this bitch.
Out of this bitch.
Find us everywhere and interact with us on social media because we love talking to you.
Venmo me $12, please, at Shannon's party.
So that I can have an army.
12 baby Yodas.
An army of baby Yodas. That's what I posted on Facebook the other day, that I need an army of baby Yodas in my room to bring me joy.
And now we're going to make it come true.
Yes. So you got to Venmo Shannon the money so that we can give me an army of baby Yodas. And then also just interact with us because we like talking to you. Unless you're going to be a dick, then don't. Don't. Just only tell us nice things. Right?
5 stars.
5-star reviews only. You can say whatever you want in them. Like,
as long as you give us 5 stars.
They're stupid.
Fuck these bitches.
They're stupid, dumb hoes.
Stupid ass hoes.
5 stars.
5 stars.
And then, yeah, so that more thing, that's where you find us on all the social media places. But then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been I don't even know what fucking episode.
218.
Sure, sure. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye.
Turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroys. Gobble, gobble, goo and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh, thank you.